Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. I went to one darshana with Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting in a very casual pose with one leg stretched out and the other propped up. His hand was resting by his side and although he was leaning back, his head was erect. When Prabhupada asked for questions, I knew I had to ask him a question. I thought I would ask something that meant a lot to me, something that was troubling me. I asked Prabhupada, how does one become humble and how does one stay humble? I had the tendency when I was distributing the most books in the temple to become proud. I wanted to know what to do. Prabhupada looked at me and then looked over at Harikesha Maharaja and said, tell him what I told them in Chicago. Harikesha Swami said that there was one Sankirtana girl in Chicago who had asked Prabhupada a similar question. And Prabhupada had replied that she should be like a lion in the chase but a lamb at home. While I was absorbing this reply, I was looking at Prabhupada and he was looking back at me. Then suddenly a great surge came from Srila Prabhupada and he said, almost yelling, be aggressive for Krishna, then it is successful. There are two things. First, if I am aggressive, I should be aggressive in my service for Krishna. And second, I should be aggressive in also trying to get Krishna's mercy. So both ways, aggressive to preach and aggressive to get the mercy. I asked Prabhupada how to become humble, but he said the opposite thing. Yet now I have found out that it is by aggression that I am factually the humblest, because to be aggressive, you have to surrender. Within those few words, Prabhupada had actually given me the essence of Krishna consciousness. By Krishna Gopala Dasa. Bhumi Devi Dasi and I were distributing books at the airport when Srila Prabhupada was departing. We had managed to get into the departure lounge. No other devotees were there except Prabhupada, Jayadvaita and Shruti Kirti. We were in ecstasy, Bhumi and I, because here was Srila Prabhupada. But he didn't know we were there. We knew that he was there and we told the people, see this gentleman? He's the one who wrote this book. He translated these books. People began to look at the books and look over at Prabhupada. We distributed many books in the half hour Prabhupada was there. Then Jayadvaita told Prabhupada that we were there distributing his books. Prabhupada looked at us. He had a big smile and he was nodding his head. He was very pleased and of course this was a source of great encouragement for us. We didn't want any personal darshana, we just wanted Prabhupada to know that we were distributing his books. I remember I used to look at the Sankirtana board in the temple and they used to write slogans like, we have to make Prabhupada the most famous man in the world. I used to think, yes, that's what we have to do. That used to impress me very much and that's why I wanted to do Sankirtana so much, because we have to make Prabhupada the most famous person in the world. Another time we were again distributing books at the airport when Prabhupada was leaving. This was in 1976 in New York after the Ratha Yatra when Srila Prabhupada was feeling sick. He was about to leave. I was distributing at BOAC Airlines in Karmi clothes. We just wanted to see Prabhupada and it wasn't my intention to be obvious and stand in front of him, but when I was in the middle of distributing a book to a man, Prabhupada happened to pass right by me. I was so nervous, I said, oh my God, I didn't mean to do that. As Prabhupada passed, he saw his book and stopped a little bit. Then he looked and Tamala Krishna Goswami said, that's Sunita Prabhupada, she distributes your books. Prabhupada said, acha, and he turned around and looked at me. "Very nice," he said. He then raised his hands, giving his blessings. That was another source of great encouragement for us. We really didn't want anything else from him, just that he knew we were distributing his books. By Sunita Devi Dasi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.